Hey, let's go to the news line this morning. Talk with them every week. Colorado Springs Fire Department. And joining us this morning is Sunny Smaldino. Good morning, Sunny.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Hope you had a great weekend. And I'm sure, Sunny, with it being a holiday weekend, a lot of folks were out doing this, and that was camping. And of course,
absolutely, yeah.
And being summer. So you got some great camping and campfire safety tips.
Yeah, we want everyone to get out and enjoy everything that we can do here in Colorado, but making sure that we stay safe while we're doing it. Although we've had some wet weather, it really doesn't take a whole lot to dry us out. And then, you know, tragedy can happen just by a simple mistake. A lot of our wildfires and grass fires are started by campfires of people not properly putting them out and being careful around them. We also see a lot of injuries around this time with burns for people that are, you know, watching the little ones around their animals or themselves, just making sure that they're aware of what really needs to be happening. And it all just really starts with making sure you actually can have a campfire where you're going to be
putting
up shop for the day or the night. And making sure that they're at least 25 feet away from anything that can burn. So you don't want them close to your tents or hammocks or things that you're setting up. They really do need to have some clearance from there, because we have high winds around Colorado, and so we want to make sure that we're keeping that free and clear. And especially when it is windy, we don't want anybody burning on those really windy days, especially when it's starting to dry out around them.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, you were also talking about putting out campfires safely, but putting them out correctly. And a lot of times, like you mentioned, sometimes folks may think they're out, but they're not actually out. And I think there are certain steps, aren't there, to make sure that campfire is extinguished.
There is, and it is making sure that they have this little term. We like to use some words people can remember. It's drown, stir, and feel method. You want to make sure that the wood is completely burned out to ash, and that you have a bucket readily available with a water source so that you have water to put that out. Make sure that you're putting waters on all the on all of those embers and ash, and pour the water on the fire until it stops making that hissing sound. Really want to make sure that you're not continually, as you're stirring that with a proper shovel, that you're all the embers and all of that is getting really kind of mixed up into that water so that it is completely out. And also, if you're using any kind of a log, which we don't recommend, but we do see people that are using sticks and things, make sure that there's any, you know, hot burning embers, that those are extinguished with that water as well, and that you are making sure that prior to leaving that you don't leave anything unattended, and that your embers are completely cool to the touch, making sure that you've really given it ample time. A lot of people like to burn them overnight, and then they pack up and leave the next morning thinking that everything's out, and it's not. So please make sure that you're taking all those little steps to do that. And again, anywhere that you're camping that you have to check in, get your permits for, make sure you're checking their rules and you're abiding by those, because they're there for a reason. We really want to protect our forests and our campgrounds and have a place to go back to next year.
Absolutely. And of course, if you're going out and camping, you want to have, of course, I'm sure, like emergency kits with you just in case. Like you said, a lot of times burns happen.
All the time. And, you know, if you do get a burn from that, make sure you're cooling that burn right away with water. Keep it covered with a clean dry cloth, and then make sure you're getting your medical attention as soon as possible, because burns are one of those things that just will never go away. They will heal, but you will always have, you know, some kind of indication that you had an injury right where that burn is. So we want to make sure people are taking care of that. We do want to also make sure that you're keeping your pets and kids away from, you know, at a safe distance. They make some really cool long skewers now for kiddos to use when they're roasting marshmallows, but make sure that they completely are supervised with a grown-up to make sure that they're not burning themselves with that.
Perfect. And Sunny, I'm sure they can go to your website, the Springs Fire Department's website, for more tips on camping and campfire safety.
Absolutely. And one of the greatest places to go is Smokey Bear's website and the U.S. Forest Service. They have some fantastic campfire and camping safety. We love working with them, and they really are the keepers of our forest, and they do have all those great tips as well as we do.
Fantastic. Sunny, always great talking with you. Have a great week. We'll talk with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It is 8:41 in KRDO's Morning News.